Lovely to start the show on a positive note, and it's great to see all the festivals back. I hear preparations are well underway for Puck Fair. We've already, of course, had Writers' Week, and of course, the jewel in the crown of Kerry festivals, the Rose of Tralee, is just around the corner. And I think people are doubly excited about it this year after a 2-year break because of the pandemic. I'm joined in studio by Anthony O'Gara, Chief Executive of the festival, and Steve Cronley, who is Operations Manager of the festival, and they're here to give us an exclusive peek into the just launched programme of events for this year and to chat about all things Rose related. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Anthony, you're a very happy looking man, I might say. You must be dying to get out of the traps this year after 2 weeks off, or 2 years off, I should say.
Yeah, it's been a stressful time, Deirdre, but it has for everybody, I suppose. It's been a particularly stressful time for the festival and entertainment industry, as you know. We had false starts a few times. Myself and Steve and Susan and a few other people have been in the bunkers behind the scenes for the last 3 years, really, quietly waiting to get the opportunity to put things in train, and it's been cancelled and cancelled. But look, it's just extraordinary to now have the opportunity to finally start our festival again. And the fact that Sam has come back to the kingdom and was we had Kerry flags along with the Rose motifs on Denny Street has put us all in good form. And it's particularly a proud time for us because we didn't know for sure whether we would be able to put a full festival together again. And I'm very happy to say that we have an absolutely full festival, all of the usual events that you would associate. A lot of transition during the 2 years of COVID and over the last year as businesses have moved and changed and everything. So a few changes. We were, I think, 12 years down on the Rose site, down the Rose Hotel site. There were three different hotels. And we're now moving our operation up to the Meadowlands Hotel, wonderful hotel up there in the Oak Park Road. The O'Mahony family are great people and they've been supporters for a long time. So that's an exciting new approach to our accommodation for our festival, Roses and Escorts and everybody.
And of course the MTU is the other big news, the fact that the selection and the Rose Ball are going to be there. And you mentioned to me off air, and it's no secret, a lot of people are very apprehensive and they feel that everything's going to be moved out of town, and that's, you know, taking away from the spirit of the festival, which is all about supporting the town centre. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I've picked that up everywhere we go, Deirdre, and even when you reassure people, I think until we've gone through the first year in this new venue, you know, it will take that for people to come round. Because I remember when we moved from the Brandon Hotel site back in about 2006, I think it was, or 7, people were very stressed by the fact that we were going out of town and we were going down to the site by the Rose Hotel. And we got a lot of negative publicity. And after the first year, you know, it was the place to be, and people saw the advantages of being beside the Rose Hotel and everything else, and we had a long association down there. The MTU and the Kerry Sports Academy is, it's something that Kerry should be very proud of, and Tralee should be particularly proud of, because in 2019, when the building was being finished, I think there was 19 million spent on the facility up there. We were brought to look at it. We were asked, would we be interested in using it as a venue? And it was a resounding yes. We brought RTE down. They were delighted. It's just an extraordinary venue up there. And, you know, if you were going to the Rose Bowl or you were going to the selection nights before, you hopped into your car and you drove down to the site that we've been on for the past 12 years. Took a couple of minutes to get out of town if you were in town, but depending on what side of the town you were. And it's the very same with the Kerry Sports Academy and the MTU. You know, you hop into the car and 5 minutes or 10 minutes later, depending on where you live, you're there. The parking facilities and all of the facilities in the building are far superior, obviously, to what we could provide in the Dome. And having had, you know, 17 years experience, I was very happy, having worked there on the project for the last 6 months, that we will deliver a festival from the point of view of the Rose Bowl and selection nights that will be far superior to anything we have been able to do before, which is saying something. To give you a feel for it, Dave Hanbridge, who has been a loyal festival servant for the past, I would say, 40 years.
Former president?
Yes, yeah, Dave has been involved for so long, and he looks after the seating arrangements for the Rose Bowl and for the selection nights, whatever. And I had a chat with Dave one day, and he hadn't been up to the MTU, and he was very sort of, he was not in a place where he was thinking, you know, this isn't going to be anything. We're going to lose so much of the excitement and everything. And after spending an hour up there with him, the man is floating on air. You know, he's saying, people have no idea what this is going to be like. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And
of course, you don't have to worry about the weather blowing down the dome, has happened in Rose history. Can I just bring Steve in at this stage? And we have a bit of an exclusive today because the festival programme is just out. And to be fair, everything seems to be centred in the town, and there's so much going to be happening in the town. And you've got some big acts, the likes of Mundy coming.
Yeah, we have Mundy on the Tuesday night. I mean, it's action-packed, and I know we're in MTU for the three nights, but the Saturday, Sunday, we've nothing on up in MTU, so we're actually all down in the middle of town, and we focused on the square, we focused on the Abbey Car Park, and focused, I suppose, around Denny Street, where we will have acts from 3 in the afternoon right through until 11 o'clock at night, and then you have late night, of course, over in the Dome in the Abbey Car Park. But from the likes of the big one, of course, would be the Block Rock and Beats. They're actually in on Monday. They're huge. It's going to be super. Monday's going to play before the Rose is actually announced on the Tuesday night and play after it, post-fireworks. And we've Cliona Hagan on the Monday night in Denny Street. We've Aftershock, we've Arclight. The list is endless, but it's packed with entertainment. And there's a variety for everybody. And I suppose from all the age groups that are going to say, God, let's get into town and let's see what's happening. So it's great. And the appetite, actually, from speaking to a lot of people out there, said it's great that we have a lot of entertainment on for the locals in town as well.
And will there be the usual focus on lots of free entertainment in the town park? Because that's a big draw for people with families.
Absolutely. And I suppose the festival, we focus a lot on family, so we'll have a huge family camp going on. There'll be two sets each day, and the entertainment will be in there as well. We'll be around. You'll see the roses and escorts a lot more than we ever did before. Our emphasis on to is get the roses seen more in town. So we've actually looked at our programme and gone through with a fine-tooth comb to say, listen, the people and the families and the kids, they want to see the roses, they want to see the escorts, they want to see what the roses truly is about. And we'll be spending a lot of time in the town park and around the family camp for the duration of the festival, which is actually great for us as well.
Anthony, about the roses themselves, the contestants, is the number of roses the same as other years, or have you had to scale back because there's been a two-year gap?
No, I'm very happy to say, Deirdre, that we actually have more roses than we've had the last couple of festivals. We have 33 roses, including 14 internationals. That's a full compliment. That's taken a lot of work by our international centres, and everybody was very nervous because, you know, I suppose it took a while for us all to be sure that we could come out and play again. And it was at different times in Australia and America, depending on where we were talking to. So we have 33 roses. The excitement that's built up around our centres is just something to see, because they haven't been here in 3 years. And we're going on a Rose tour for, I think it's 8 nights, from Wexford right across the country. We're visiting 9 counties. And, you know, that's just going to be all putting Tralee on the map in a big, big way, because media will be following us the whole way around the country. And I think, you know, it's not until we've missed it for 3 years, people didn't realise, I suppose, that, you know, the Rose of Tralee is a huge PR exercise for Tralee. It shows us at our best. It brings people who have never been to Kerry or Tralee before to the town. They're wowed by it. They come internationally, and they come from Ireland, and they come from different places. But the Dome in the middle of town is the thing I think we're proudest of this year, because we'd often wanted to bring a dome into town, and we hadn't the capacity or the facility to do that. But this year we have the Dome right in the heart of town, in the Abbey Car Park.
In the Abbey Car Park. Yeah. So where will Bird's Amusements be?
Bird's Amusements will be in the same place they've always been, in the Brandon Car Park, and going across the road there where they always have been. And the circus will be going on to the site that we used to be on with the Dome, so they're very, very happy as well. So this is a very, very big event, and it's as I said, taken a lot of nervous time in the background to get it together again. But it's very, very exciting to be able to say today that this is as big a festival as we've ever had, and it's going to be enormous. The town festival aspect of it is going to be bigger than ever. The parades, the fireworks, the family fun in the park, and the Dome being something new in town.
So you sound very confident that you can reassure people who might have misgivings about the main events moving out to the MTU site, to the new sports academy, that there's no need to worry. It's all systems go. Everything is... The town centre won't be neglected.
No, the festival is exactly as it always...
...to experience in time with the locals and indeed the visitors, because they're coming from all over Australia, America, Dubai. They're all attending. The numbers are up, and the viewership, I'm sure, will be up as well. But even attendees coming to watch our selection nights in MTU will be great. So it's good.
It's unusual as well, isn't it, that the reigning Rose comes back as a married woman. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And the Kerry Rose is now a mum. So it'll tell you what happens in the intervening years, in the gap in between. But they must be two very unusual occurrences year to year.
You know, it's been a lovely thing in the sense that, you know, I was at Sinead's wedding. She married David Lynn. They're both on the move now. They're moving over to Boston and they're coming back for the festival. Sally Ann, also the Kerry Rose, got married. It was gas because Sinead was the bridesmaid at the Cork Roses wedding and vice versa at Sinead's wedding. So all sorts of nice things have been happening. The more exciting aspect from our point of view is to see the 19 Irish Roses gradually coming out of their counties and getting together, and as it gathered pace, more and more of them joined at each one. On the positive side of Kerry, and we should always look to the positive, I think, and of Tralee, the number of people locally who have been supportive and who have said quietly to us, look, we know you've been in a tough place, it must be difficult getting out of there, we will support you fully. And a lovely example of that is a man called Patrick Young. Patrick left Tralee as a young fella, and I'd say, you know, was a bit of a hiram scarum, he would tell you himself. Gradually worked his way up the building trade in Britain, and is a major builder now in Liverpool. And he has quietly come back over the last couple of years to support the streets. And this year, he has organised Super Sunday on the Denny Street stage. So we have a stage full-time on Denny Street and in the square. And on the Denny Street stage, he's bringing live acts from Britain, two of the biggest acts from Britain that do the reunion. ABBA reunion and Ultimate Elton. Huge stars in their own right. They've been on morning TV regularly in Britain. So Patrick is an example of somebody who's proud of Tralee and who has said, I want to get involved in the festival. I love what you're doing. So can I do something? So he's actually personally funded these two groups to go on stage on the Sunday afternoon. And that's incredible, you know, and that's the sort of spirit that we need in the town and that we look forward to tapping as we go through.
A couple of questions that have come in. Somebody wants to know, where is the Dome located? I think you said that already.
In the Abbey Car Park.
The Abbey Car Park.
Yeah. In the Abbey Car Park. A listener wants to know, where can you get trading licences for the festival street traders?
Through the festival office, as always.
Oh, okay, through the festival office as always. Okay, very good. That's great. Well, look, a lot of positive comments and text messages coming in. But as I said, the programme for this year has literally just gone live now with all the details of who's in concert and everything. Will that be up on the website fairly shortly for people to see what can...
It is. It's going up this evening and that, and tickets will go on sale on Thursday on rosetralee.ie, which will take you to the link for our ticket provider. But there's, as I say, there's entertainment for everybody, from the square to Denny Street to the Abbey Car Park, and indeed MTU for the Rose Ball, of course, and the selection nights on Monday and Tuesday. So there is something for everybody.